You're listening to SBS News.
In the central west of New South Wales, paddocks which were bone dry merely 6 weeks ago have now been transformed into acres of lush and healthy pastures. The drought broke in the region in February as unforgiving drought conditions that have spanned years in some parts of the country slowly began to ease. In the small town of Mabul, 50 kilometres from Mudgee, fourth-generation farmers Angus and Leslie Tink were one season away from ending their cattle breeding operations. The drought meant that they had to hand-feed their stock for 3 years.
It was getting that bad in the end that you just didn't, at our age, you just don't know how you can go every day the same thing. 600 shovels of cotton, so many bales of hay, every cow got to feed whenever they had to be fed. We had $100,000 in the bank and now we are $349,000, something like that, overdrawn. Overdrawn.
The Tinks had to sell most of their cows for half the usual price, but kept their final 250 as Angus sensed a change in the air. Angus Tink says the drought broke just in time.
We've been sowing oats, we've been spraying thistles and weeds and rubbish. It's just a complete turn. We're back to business again, that's what it is.
The drought squeeze on the cattle industry remains tight. With breeders having destocked, selling numbers have dwindled and the price for cattle has soared. In better times, 1,200 cows would be at Mudgee's cattle sales. But for stock agent Bill Lawson, this week there's only 200.
Everyone's trying to restock, so it'll be, you know, 6, 8, 12 months before we can even close to getting back to a normal supply. There was a lot of our breeders that have gone, so, you know, I don't believe that our cow breeding numbers will get back in for years.
The coronavirus too is adding new challenges at the cattle yards. To properly observe social distancing, fewer people are allowed entry.
We've restricted those to just the buyers, our regular buyers that have come, to try and ensure their safety and the industry safety. So, it's impacting to a degree.
COVID-19 is affecting Australia's other agricultural sectors in many different ways. Seafood and pork producers have been hit hardest by the restaurant shutdown, and demand for wool as well as cotton is expected to dip due to a downturn in fashion industries. But equally, there's been a strong demand for staples such as flour and rice. New South Wales Farmers Association CEO Pete Arkle describes the current situation for farmers as a mixed story.
So our irrigation industries are still under a fair bit of pressure. We've had decent rains across many parts of the Murray-Darling Basin, but our dams are still relatively low, which is likely to mean lower irrigation allocations later in the year, particularly for crops like rice, irrigated cereals and potentially dairy.
But the Tinks appear to have finally been relieved of such pressures. And while Angus and Leslie worry about older farmers and their own families during this isolation period, Leslie says the pair is staying positive.
We had so many dust storms in the drought that the house and the sheds are shoveling out dirt. It's actually been a bit of a godsend to stay at home and do nothing but clean up.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.